Blog Talk Radio.
We go radio, we get knowledge in the Dino.
Hey!
All right, so that was our introduction. We'll get a better one soon enough. I'm your host, Mr. Jonathan. We have Mr.
Jalen White. I'm 13 years old, and I go to Double A Hill Middle School.
We also have
Mr. Aaron Lash, Jr. I am an alumni from Cal State San Bernardino. I am 24.
And I am Jonathan. I am a current student at Cal State San Bernardino. And so I guess we'll go around the table and talk about what is something that we are going to be when we grow up. And my aspiration to be when I grow up is to be a drama therapist. And along the way, I want to do some creative entertainment work. What about you, Mr. Jalen?
Myself, I want to be a big-time producer for, like, people all around the United States.
Producer for what?
Music.
All right.
Movies.
Everything. Anything you can get your hands on.
Yes, sir.
All right. I like that. What about you, Mr. Aaron?
Well, I would like to be a counselor in the prison system. I want to change that environment, so to speak.
All right. Now that we're all here, we are all in the building. All right, so as you know, the WEGO stands for
Wellness, Education, Opportunities, and Goals.
So we are pretty adamant about producing wellness in the community, educating our young, creating opportunities so that they can reach their goals in the San Bernardino and surrounding areas. So the topic of today is on motivation. I'm going to go kick it to Mr. Jalen. I'm going to have him give us a little quick definition on what motivation is.
Motivation, the reason or reasons one has for acting or behaving in a particular way.
All right, so basically we're going to go around and I'm going to ask you what pretty much motivates you. I'm going to start with you, Mr. Aaron.
Well, what motivates me is just really taking advantage of the opportunities I've been given to be great. You know, greatness is in our blood. You know, me being an African-American male, I have no excuse not to be great. Those who died and risked so much for me and my colleagues to be great, they set the standard. So part of me and being motivated stems from just greatness. So I desire to be great because I don't want to let previous greatness down.
All right. Very, 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 very nice. Very nice, Mr. Aaron Lash. We're going to kick it over to you, Mr. Jalen. What motivates you?
What motivates me is, like, how the slaves, they work for us and, like, how Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., he stood up for the rights, and he put us all together. And to this day, that's what motivates me.
All right. That's what I like to hear. Clap it up for me.
Yes.
Jalen,
yes. Yes.
So I guess I'll say what motivates me. What motivates me is how we as a people have been so oppressed, particularly African-American men. We have been truly oppressed to where sometimes we can't figure out what it is we want to be. And that's mainly because we don't know what motivates us, what gets us, what drives us, what is our fuel. So that's what motivates me. It's just having being oppressed and understanding what oppression truly does to us. So with that being said, I'm going to move into the first song of the day, which is Tupac Changes. And this is a real good motivational song. And hopefully, as you listen, you will pull out some of the reasons and identify what motivated Mr. Tupac Shakur. So we'll get to the first one.
I can't tell if like a brother is close to me. I love
gotta go back to when we played as kids, but then it changed. That's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Disgrace the races, we under. I wonder what it takes to make this one better place. Let's erase the wasted. Take the evil out the people, they'll be acting right. It's both black and white, it's both tonight. And the only time we chill is when we kill each other. It takes guilt to be real time to heal each other. And as always seems evident, we ain't ready to see a black president. It ain't a secret, don't conceal the fact. The penitence we sat and it's filled with blacks. But some things will never change. Try to show another way, but you're singing in the dope game. Now tell me what's a mother to do. Being real, don't appeal to the brother in you. You gotta operate the easy way.
I made a G today.
But you made it in a sleazy way. Selling to the kids.
I gotta get paid.
Hey, but that's the way it is. Come on. Come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh, yeah.
Making some changes. Let's change the way we eat. Let's change the way we live. And let's change the way we treat each other. You see, the old way wasn't working, so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive. And still, I see no changes. Can a brother get a little peace? It's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East. Instead of war on poverty, they got a war on drugs so the police can bother me. And I ain't never did a crime, I ain't have to do. But now I'm back with the facts, giving it back to you. Don't let them jack you up, back you up. And put back you up. You gotta learn to hold your own. They get jealous when they see you with your mobile phone. But telecom, I can't touch this. I don't trust this. When they try to rush, I bust this. That's sound number two. You say it ain't cool. My mama didn't raise no fool. And as long as I stay black, I got a stage strap. And I never get to lay back. Cause I always gotta worry about the payback. Some buck that I roughed up way back. Coming back after all these years. Right, that, 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 that.
That's the way it is.
That's just the way it is.
Ego Radio.
Things will never be the same.
Ego Radio.
That's just the way it is.
Ego.
Oh yeah.
You're my brother, you're my sister.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh, yeah.
Something will never change.
All right, all right, all right. The great Mr. Tupac Shakur in the building. Whoop, whoop, with changes. All right, so we're going to get into a little bit of analyze and dialogue. That's what we're going to call it. AD, analyze and dialogue. So, Mr. Aaron.
Yes, sir.
What do you think with one of the concerns that Mr. Tupac Shakur had in his day that motivated him?
Man, it's 90s. I think really, honestly, it was the respect level that people had for each other, you know. Definitely, you know, when it comes to police. But definitely, I know he really wanted people to have respect for one another and respect each other's struggle, because we all struggle differently, but at the end of the day, struggle is something that we must overcome.
Yes, yes. I believe that he definitely preached about the struggle. I believe that a lot of the stuff that he was talking about was the animosity that we have, or that sometimes people have towards their own culture, specifically the African-American culture, because sometimes we just haven't been taught how to get along with each other. That was one of the big issues that was going on back in the 90s. Another one was just plain and simple, the cops killing the people, killing the young brothers, killing our older brothers and our sisters, and You know, I think he was at a point where he was truly fed up with all of the drama that was going on. What do you think, Mr. Jalen?
Well, like Tupac Shakur said himself, he was tired of being poor, so he wanted to see a change.
Hmm.
And, like, how the racism was, even though it recently stopped, it was still going on. And, like, how he lived in the neighborhood, like you said yourself, where the cops are killing the young brothers and the older brothers.
Okay, so could you identify something in the song that would make you have a positive change in your life? What in the song motivates you to change your life positively?
Like, what do you say, racism?
Mm-hmm.
It still goes on today. I see it every single day. And, like, I want to change that. And that motivates me to try to get other people to stop it, too.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot right now. What do you think specifically you can do to counterbalance racism?
I think I can, like, try to put it out there for people to stop racism. And I can tell people, like, around school, around San Bernardino, put up posters and everything, and see to where it gets.
Okay, how you gonna put it out there? How you gonna put the word out there? I know I'm spitting a whole bunch of stuff at you, but, you know, give you new questions.
Like, social media.
Mm-hmm. Well, aren't you an artist?
Yes, sir.
So, through your lyricism, I'm sure you can spread the word, right?
Yes, sir.
That's the way it's supposed to be, right?
Yes, yes.
Cool. All right. So, having a positive motivation is extremely important because it's your fuel of the day. Like, you know, a car can't run without gas. Basically, the gas is the motivation for the car to run.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the morning when you wake up, you need fuel, right?
Yes, sir.
You need to eat, right? But to keep you going throughout the day, there's something at the end of the day that you have to get to, right? Whether that be finishing a homework assignment, hanging out with a couple of friends, or maybe just getting back to your bed after you've been in work all day long or in school all day long. So as long as you understand what your motivation is for the day, I think you'd be straight. What do you think, Mr. Aaron?
Absolutely. I got to agree with you. I feel like at the end of the day, you have to have a target of the success that you want. And once you have that identified in your mind and in your heart, you have to earn that and work for it and strive for it. Anything worth having must be treasured and then desired. So I feel like at the end of the day, whatever you can see yourself having, you must work for that.
Very, 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 very nice. Mr. Jalen, why do you think having a positive motivation is important?
Because having a positive motivation is important because you yourself, you can do something with yourself at the end of the day if you have a positive motivation. No one can stop you from being yourself except you.
Right, because you're so motivated. You're like, I don't care about your negativity. I don't care about your anger. I don't care about your problems, your drama. Look, I got something to get to, and you ain't stopping me. I am an engine full steam ahead, right?
Yes, sir.
Most definitely. There's many of artists that have that talk about being positively motivated and talk about inspiration and having aspirations. One of those that come to mind is Lauryn Hill. Mr. Jalen, do you know about Lauryn Hill very well? Is it yes or no?
No, sir.
No, sir. But that's all right, though, because me and Aaron, we're going to reveal Miss Lauryn Hill to you real quick, okay? And we're going to get into our song Superstar by Lauryn Hill. So for this one, I want you to listen, and I want you to figure out in your mind what she is talking about through her words, okay? And then we're going to have a little discussion on that.
Yes, yes.
Song number two.
Yo, hip hop started out in the heart, yo. Not everybody trying to charge, say what? Hip hop started out in the heart,
baby,
yo.
Now,
not everybody trying to charge.
Come on now, baby, come on. Baby, come on now, baby, come on. Come on now, baby, come on now, baby, come on now, baby, come on.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
Come on.
Everything you drop is so tired.
Everything.
Music is supposed to inspire.
That I noticed from the song, okay? So what I need from y'all is just to give me a little bit of feedback, basically. So, Mr. Jalen.
Yes, sir.
What do you think she's meant when she said, "Come on, baby, light my fire"?
What she's saying is, well, what I think she's saying is she wants people to start her, like, motivate her,
mm-hmm.
encourage her to do what she's doing, because she's encouraging herself, but she wants people to, like, notice her and encourage her.
Absolutely, absolutely. Light my fire particularly, what do you think her fire is? So some people have, like, a small fire. Some people have a big fire, right? So, come on, baby, light my fire. When she says, come on, baby, who do you think she's referring to?
You never know. She can be talking to everybody listening to her music. She could be talking to someone, like, in general.
Mm-hmm.
But most of all, I think she's putting it out there to everybody.
Okay. So this is the next portion of that line. It says, everything you drop is so tired, music is supposed to inspire. Everything you drop is so tired. What do you think she means by drop? Everything you drop.
Like everything you say, like as she said, everything you drop is so tired. Like what, to me, it sounds like what she's saying to other people is like, you're not doing like what you're supposed to. You're not motivating other people.
Right.
You're not encouraging other people. You're just like doing it just to do it.
Right. Specifically, she was talking about other artists out there at the time.
Yes, sir.
They were out there just talking about whatever, just gangbanging, fighting, drugs, whatever. You know, they weren't talking about, you know, actually lighting the fire in the youth or lighting the fire in anybody who basically has maybe a little bit less motivation than the next person. Mr. Aaron, I'm going to send this one over to you.
Okay.
When she says, music is supposed to inspire, how come we ain't getting no higher? What do you think she means by that?
I feel like what she means is our standard is low. There's no high standard. Everyone's music is supposed to inspire. People, listeners, are listening to music to get healing, to get a sense of, you know, a sense of direction. Mm. So when you don't have anybody talking about nothing, well, what do, you know, listeners have to, you know, listen to you about? You know,
right.
They can hear from, you know, their neighbors about money or about this or about that. But who are they going to hear that real stuff that they need to, you know, hear to get by in life?
Absolutely.
So I feel like that standard has lowered. And she's saying, you know, raise your elevation. You know, raise your standard. You know, people need what we can supply them.
Absolutely. And it is our jobs as counselors, as producers, and as artists, therapists, it's our job to make sure that we are positively motivating people wherever we go, no matter if it's in school, if it's at church, if it's in the grocery store, wherever we're at, we need to make sure that we're motivating people. And that could become as simple as, you know, thank you for bagging up my groceries. Thank you for bringing me an apple today. Thank you for whatever it may have you. You know, just lighting their fire in a positive sense, all right?
Yeah.
So, Mr. Aaron, I think we have a song that motivates you particularly. Can you give us a little bit of background on that while I cue up the song?
Absolutely. So this song, ladies and gentlemen, is by Mario. It's called Do Right. This song motivates me because it's not really about doing things well. When you really think about your choices, it's either doing the wrong choice or the right choice. You know, we all have wisdom. We all know what's right, and we all know what's wrong. If we all focus on doing what's right, we'll never focus on what's popular. I know you all will love this song. It's a great song. Please give me feedback. Tell me what you think. All
right. Song number 3.
Dear Ma, I'm writing you this letter to show and tell you how much I love and I appreciate you.
I've been discriminated against and compared.
And we're back, y'all.
Woo! All right, Mario.
Yes, yes. I hope you all enjoyed that song. Jalen, what did you think about that song, man?
I thought that what he was saying in the song was like, he wants everybody to do right, not just one person. He wants everybody. He's in one verse, he was saying he wants all kids to be together. And to me, I think he's saying he wants African Americans and whites to be together, not just one race by itself.
I feel it. You absolutely right. Mr. Jonathan, what stood out to you about that song?
I liked, as opposed to the other songs, were just a little bit more upbeat. They had a little bit more, just a little bit more bounce. But this one was like really melodic and slow. So it provides you with the moment and the chance to just sit and listen to a song and marinate in the words. And he had some very, very, very specific choice words that cue me, that probably will cue me later to thinking like, what are the things that motivate me to specifically do right? Because, you know, sometimes it does get a little bit hard, you know, to do the right thing.
Of course.
But, you know, as individuals, as human beings, we do sometimes make the wrong decision, but that doesn't mean that we are always going to make the wrong decisions. So that song in particularly, it was very, very well structured for me. So the flow of the song really helps for me to understand the things that make me do right or do wrong.
Absolutely, absolutely. We both gave great responses. I'm glad you all enjoyed it. Hopefully my viewers, listeners are enjoying it. Mr. Jonathan, you have something special planned for us, correct?
Yes, most definitely. But before we have closing. So in closing, we have one more song, and then we have a closing cipher that we'll just fade out to. So in saying so, we are going to listen to one of the great artists, Mr. Nasir Jones, with his song. What song do I have up here? Oh, I Know I Can. Absolutely. So we're gonna end with that as our closing song, because this song, I mean, I played it. When I first heard this song, I think I was too young to comprehend the strength behind it. And as I actually look at my life, I can actually say that this is one of the songs that truly motivated me as an individual. And it will keep motivating me, and I will keep spreading this word so that everybody can hear this this song. So we're going to get into the last one. Mr. Jalen, have you heard this song by Nas?
I know I can.
Yeah. All right, cool. We're going to go into this one. You want to introduce the song for us?
This is Nasir Jones, I Know I Can.
Perfect.
Doctor, maybe an actress, but nothing comes easy. It takes much practice. Like, I met a woman who's becoming a star. She was very beautiful, leaving people in awe. Singing songs, Lena Horne, but the younger version. Hung with the wrong person, got a stronger than heroin. Cocaine, sniffing up drugs, all in her nose. Could have died so young, now looks ugly and old. No fun, cause now when she reaches for hugs, people hold their breath. Cause she smells of corrosion and death. Watch the company you keep and the crowds you bring. Cause they came to do drugs and you came to sing. So if you're gonna be the best, I'ma tell you how. Put your hand in the air and take the vow. I know I can.
I know I can.
Be what I wanna be.
Be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it.
If I work hard at it.
I'll be where I wanna be.
I'll be where I wanna be.
I know I can.
I know I can.
Be what I
boys and girls, listen again. This is for grown-looking girls who's only 10. The ones who watch videos and do what they see. As cute as can be, up in the club with fake ID. Careful, before you meet a man with HIV. You can host a TV like Oprah Winfrey. Whatever you decide, be careful, some men be rapists. So act your age, don't pretend to be older than you are. Give yourself time to grow. You're thinking he can give you wealth, but so young boys. You can use a lot of help, you know. You're thinking life's all about smoking weed and ice. You don't want to be my age and can't read and write. Begging different women for a place to sleep at night. Smart boys turn them in and do whatever they wish. If you believe you can achieve, then say it like this. I know I can.
I know I can.
Be what I wanna be.
Be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it.
If I work hard at it.
I'll be where I wanna be.
I'll be where I wanna
now,
be.
Now, go.
I know I can.
We came to this country. We were kings and queens, never porch monkeys. There was empires in Africa called Kush, Timbuktu, where every race came to get books to learn from black teachers who taught Greeks and Romans, Asian Arabs, and gave them gold. When gold was converted to money, it all changed. Money then became empowerment for Europeans. The Persian military invaded. They heard about the gold, the teachings, and everything sacred. Africa was almost robbed naked. Slavery was money, so they began making slave ships. Egypt was the place that Alexander the Great went. He was in shock that the mountains were black faces. Shot up their nose to impose what basically still goes on today, you see. If the truth is told, the youth can grow. They learn to survive until they gain control. Nobody says you have to be gangsters, hoes. Read more, learn more, change the globe. Ghetto children, do your thing. Hold your head up, little man, you're a king. Young princess, when you get your wedding ring, your man is saying, she's my queen.
I know I can.
Be what I wanna be.
Be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it.
If I work hard at it.
I'll be where I wanna be.
Nazia Jones in the building. All right, so we're going to talk about we're going to wrap it up right now. First, we had who, Mr. Jada? Who do we have first?
Tupac Shakur Changes.
All right, and then second, we had Miss?
Lauryn Hill. All
right. Third, we had Mario. And then last, but definitely not least, we had Mr. Nazia Jones. So what we are going to move into now is our closing cipher. Eventually, we'll have a room packed of individuals and you to where they can get on the beat and just, you know, just flow whatever they got. Today, we have Mr. Jalen White. So, we're gonna throw on a beat. We're going to hear what he has to say. I may do a little ad-lib in the back. May do a little verse myself. But it's all about you right now, Mr. Jalen White. You ready?
Yes, sir. All
right. I like that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. Well, I'm going to let you count it off. We're going to start at 10.
Nine.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
CEOs. More friends.
Hey.